Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, that might go down as the wildest game in franchise history. An incredible ending to the third period, a seesaw battle, a game in which the Barracuda dominated early. They allowed the Knights to creep back into it. Alexander Holt scored four times for Henderson, including three times on the power play. The Knights had a 5-3 lead in the third period. They scored four unanswered goals. The Barracuda were completely stunned, down by two late. They would pull goaltender Georgi Romanov, and Daniil Gushin would score not once, but twice with his net empty to force overtime. And in the extra session, Ethan Cardwell would win it in the opening minute, his eighth of the year from Podorowski and Cagnoni. And Andrew Podorowski finishes the game with 5 points, a goal and four assists, a plus four rating, and the Barracuda come all the way back in a game. They had a two-goal lead twice, looked like they were going to lose, but they come back and they win it by a score of 6-5 in overtime, and they close out the season series with the Knights by going 6-1-0-1, 3-0-0-1 here at home. And with the victory, they are now up to 61 points. They move past Abbotsford in the division, so they've got sole possession of the fifth spot. Barracuda are 28-22-3. The Knights fall to 22-30-3 on the year as the Barracuda win this one in improbable fashion by a final score of 6-5. Let's recap this game. A lot to get to. In the first period, the Barracuda were dominating. At one point, outshooting the Knights 11-1. And on their 11th shot of the hockey game, Lucas Carlson would beat goaltender Akira Schmid through the five-hole to get things started and give his team a 1-0 lead. Minutes gone. Barracuda outshooting the Knights 10-1. Looking to break the ice here. One-timer! Carlson scores! Siphoned through the five hole of Schmid, and on the 11th shot of his first period, the Barracuda take a 1-0 lead. Time of the goal at 5:09 of this opening period. For Carlson, his ninth of the year, it snaps a 12-game goalless drought, his first goal since January the 31st against Henderson. Ethan Cardwell and Andrew Podorowski pick up the assists, and Podorowski was just getting started on his huge night as he gets the secondary assist on the opening goal. Podorowski would then score later in the period at 15:43, beating goaltender Schmid for his 23rd goal of the year. Ethan Frisch and Ethan Cardwell pick up the assists as the Barracuda jump out to a 2-0 lead in the opening period. Right side as Bortolo digs in to take the faceoff. Barracuda dominated the first period last night as well. Frisch with it, loads up, kicked out, big rebound, on net they score! It was a knuckle puck, but Podorowski got enough of it, and the Barracuda have a 2-0 lead on Podorowski's 23rd of the year. So the Barracuda in a great spot in the first period, up by two, as the time in the first was winding down. But a late minor penalty called against Daniil Gushin for slashing at 19:09 would put Henderson onto its first power play. And on the ensuing advantage, Alex Holtz would get the Knights on the board in 19:40, his first of what would turn out to be a historic night for himself. And the Knights, all of a sudden, with nothing going in their favor, had cut the deficit down to one. Through a game in just under a period, 20. Far side, he played it for Brisson, and he fired the one-timer wide. Brisson had a couple of looks on the power play yesterday and couldn't connect. Now Addison, his shot, kicked out, big rebound, and they score. Alex Holtz is able to beat Romanov through the five falls, so the Knights finally calm the waters. Late in the opening period, they get one past Romanov on their seventh shot. No chance for Georgi on the rebound. So the Knights get one back late in the first period. We go to the intermission with the Barracuda leading by a score of 2-1. Cuda will then go on to their second power play in the second period, and they would cash in, pushing their lead back to 2. At 9:34, Daniil Gushin would put the puck on net. It would get bounced into the air, and while the puck was airborne, defenseman Lucas Johansson would inadvertently bat the puck in his own net, and the Barracuda were up by a score of 3-1 for Gush at the time, is 17. Goal of the year, giving the Barracuda a 3-1 lead. Now Cagnoni, near side, puck gets ramped off the glass but stays in play. Podorowski guides it for Wagenda, skates it to the net, hands off for Gushin, holding, shooting, save made by Schmidt. Bouncing puck, they score! Got tipped up and into the air, but I think the initial shot was enough by Gushin. So the Barracuda take a 2-goal lead on that goal from Daniil Gushin on the power play in the second period. But Alex Holtz, who scored late in the first, was just getting started. The Knights would go back onto the power play in the second period, and Holtz would pot his second of the game to get his club back within one. Up top for Addison, return to Holtz, left dot, seam pass for Son, trying to tap it, back to Holtz, he scores. A fortuitous bounce for the Knights, and they're back within a goal. As Alex Holtz has his second of the game, both coming on the power play. So Holtz makes it 3-2 in that second period, and he was not done. He would score again, this time at full strength, beating Georgi Romanov upstairs to level the score at 3-3 in the third period. And for Alex Holtz, it completes his first hat trick of his career. So we go to the third, tied at 3-3. And although the Barracuda were certainly a bit stunned at that point, they still had the game completely in front of them, entering the final 20 minutes of play. But things would turn south, unfortunately, for San Jose in the third. And once again, it was a power play goal from Holtz that would help spark the offense for the Knights. For Holtz's fourth goal of the game, third on the power play, and Henderson had its first lead, and it would come around the halfway point of period number three. Quinney back for Brisson. Those two will crisscross in the corner, up high to the point for Addison. Near side for Holtz. Holtz waiting, shooting, he scores! He's got his fourth goal of the game, and the Knights are 3-for-3 on the power play. A stunning development. Holtz with the hat trick. He scores 4 goals, and that was also his fourth goal coming consecutively, so a natural hat trick on top of that. And the Knights, at the time, had a 4-3 lead. Momentum in their favor, no doubt about it, and they would add to their lead with a goal that seemed like it was probably the dagger. At 15-11, a giveaway at the offensive blue line leads to a breakaway for Kai Uchaz. He busts in on net and beats goaltender Romanov stick side to give the Knights a 5-3 lead. Stunning development as the Barracuda, who played so well early, found themselves behind by a pair in the third. One thing they did have in their favor, although time was winding down, was the fact they still had over 5 minutes to try to get back into the game. But head coach John McCarthy would pull goaltender Georgi Romanov looking to inch back within a goal, and it would work to perfection. Somewhat of an innocent shot along the ice from the right side wall by Daniil Gushin would beat goaltender Akira Schmidt down near the feet. And just like that, Gushin had his second goal of the game, and the Barracuda had some life back within one. Mark. Now Regenda near side wall. Gives off for Gushin. 3:20 left here. Thrown on net, they score! Schmidt was not ready for it, never went down to make the save, and it beats him along the feet, and Gushin's got his second of the game, and the Barracuda are back within one. So all of a sudden, that goal makes you start to think this game far from over. The time of the goal for Gushin at 16:41, so still time to play in the hockey game. Romanov would return back into the nets, but around the 2-minute mark, a little bit under, he would once again leave for the extra attacker, and time would continue to wind down on the Barracuda. It would take until the 19:28 mark, in which Daniil Gushin would again rifle the puck on net and again beat Akira Schmid to complete the hat trick, the first of his AHL career, and complete the comeback for the Barracuda. Both goals for Gushin in the third coming with the extra attacker on. all tied up at 5-5. Time of the equalizer, 1928. Gushin's third of the game, 19th of the year. Kanyoni and Ponorowski pick up the assists. And just like that, we are once again level. Genda picks it up behind the net for Podorowski. Net empty to our left, under a minute to go, 44 seconds left. There's a shot tip just wide. Genda got his stick on, and that rolled just off the net. Now Podorowski, far corner, up top for Kanyoni, 34 seconds left. Gushin, one-timer, he scores! It's a hat trick for Daniil Gushin, and we're level at 5-5. First hat trick for the Barracuda this season. Holt scored a hattie earlier in the game. Fourth hat trick against for the Barracuda, but they notched their first this year. Daniil Gushin, his first in the American Hockey League. And in incredible fashion, the Barracuda had found a way to tie it up. So we go to overtime, and you've got to imagine in OT, you just scored twice to tie the score. All of a sudden, you have momentum in your favor on home ice, and the Barracuda would not wait long to seal the victory. A 6-5 winner from Ethan Cardwell, 41 seconds into the extra session, his eighth of the year from Podorowski and Kanyoni, as the Barracuda storm all the way back with three unanswered and win it in overtime. Knights are 2-2 in overtime so far this year. Barracuda are also 2-2. Cardwell shoots. Game over. Ethan Cardwell. As the Barracuda come all the way back and pull a rabbit out of their hat to pick up a 6-5 overtime win. In a game that seemed incredibly improbable at so many different points. And a game that looked like it was going to be an extremely disappointing outcome. The Barracuda come all the way back, and Ethan Cardwell pots the overtime winner. Cardwell finishes with 3 points, matches a career high for him. Andrew Podorowski matches a franchise record with 5 points, just the second time in his career in which he hits the five-point marker. First time for a Barracuda skater to reach 5 points, and just the second time, as we noted, in franchise history. First, though, since April the 30th of 2021 against the Henderson Silver Knights. That was Joel Shellman who scored 5 points in the game, had a hat trick and two assists in a 7-5 win. So the Barracuda, they played so well early, it slipped out of their grip, but they stayed determined and they find a way to tie it up and ultimately win it in overtime. An incredible victory, and they finish up the season series against the Knights, picking up 6 wins in 8 attempts. They go 6-1, 0-1, and 3-0-0-1 here on home ice. Final shots 46-25 in favor of the Barracuda. Georgi Romanov picks up the win, makes 20 saves on 25 shots. Akira Schmid suffers the loss. He was really good in this game and gave his team a chance, but ends up suffering his third consecutive loss. 40 stops for Schmid on 46 shots, but he suffers the OT defeat as the Barracuda find a way to win this one. Henderson goes 3-for-3 on the power play, all 3 power play goals from Alex Holtz, who finishes the game with 4 total goals. First time ever the Barracuda have allowed a skater to score 4 times on him. Big, big game for Holtz, but it's not enough as the Barracuda win this one. Could go 1-for-3 themselves on the power play. Let's go over our 3 stars. The number 3 star in the hockey game is Ethan Cardwell. Cardwell finishes with the game winner, matched a career best with 3 points. And for Cardwell, finishes the game with the 3 points, overtime winner, had a goal and 2 assists, a +4 rating for Cardwell, number 3 star. The number 2 star is Daniil Gushin. Gushin wraps up the game with the hat trick. Gushin up now to 19 goals on the year. Had the 3 goals, a +2 rating, and a game-high 8 shots on net. And the number 1 star is Alex Holtz. Hard to imagine that Andrew Podorowski with 5 points wasn't given a star, but Holtz, who had 4 goals, certainly deserved a star himself. He's the number 1 star in a losing effort, but the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 6-5. In overtime. With the win, Georgi Romanov coming back from injury improves on the season to 11-6-3. The losing goaltender, Akira Schmid, suffers the loss. He's now 7-17-2 on the year. Barracuda will now turn their attention to San Diego on Wednesday here at Texas Arena. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop.
We will have pregame coverage starting at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. And, of course, you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Game length tonight, 2 hours and 33 minutes, 1,427 sod, as the Barracuda had a two-goal lead, then had a two-goal deficit that they crawled themselves out of, and they win it ultimately in overtime by a final score of 6-5. An incredible come-from-behind win, one of the wildest games in franchise history. There's no question about it. Barracuda will look for their third straight win on Wednesday against the Gulls. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight. Whether they listen or watch, we certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Wednesday. 6-5 overtime win for the Barracuda. They scored twice with their net empty to tie it and win it in OT in the opening minute. Ethan Cardwell, the game winner. Daniil Gushin finishes with the hat trick. And Alexander Holtz had four goals for the Knights in a losing effort. Until Wednesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, again thanking you for taking in our broadcast. Barracuda win at 6-5 in overtime. We'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
This podcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.